Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, taking care of this Wednesday afternoon. And a darn nice one at that. Thank you.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Nice forecast. As a matter of fact, he's going to continue with his weather prognostication here in just a few minutes with a look at the forecast today and through Friday. And then he'll even leap into a five-day forecast if we're lucky.
Whoa.
So we'll check that out.
Just have to see how I'm feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Three important things this afternoon you need to know about. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
U.S. Attorney's Office in Pensacola confirming 44-year-old Alfredo Montanaro, a Mexican national, has entered a guilty plea to passport fraud and aggravated identity theft after entering the U.S. illegally. Montanaro purchased identification documents belonging to a real American citizen when he illegally tried to enter the country. He faces up to 13 years in federal prison, followed by deportation from the U.S. His sentencing scheduled for September 23rd.
In Manna's recent first responder donut strike delivered huge results. The record-breaking event collected 24,545 pounds of food. That's almost 8,500 pounds more than last year. The food was for individuals in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That, plus the generous donations from community businesses, added up to an incredible 47,626 healthy meals.
Absolutely. Here's your third story. Ongoing traffic fatalities and accidents along Sorrento Road are not getting any better. Residents are concerned about the safety between Pensacola and Perdido Key. A recent District 1 town hall meeting ignited a heated discussion. One key factor is widening the road from 2 to 4 lanes, a project that has been discussed for years with no action taken. Commissioner Steve Stroberger confirming no money has been budgeted for the project and there's no start date. And at that meeting, wow, a lot of frustration erupting.
And you know, when you're swerving around trying to miss a bump, or a hole, that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned. I find that road very treacherous, especially at night.
Okay. 6:15, Austin Price. Looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, I don't see much holding us up at this time, so there's some good news for you. As for the weather, we are sitting at around, let's see here, 88 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight. Shouldn't be any rainfall chances for your Thursday. Should be sunny, mostly clear on your Independence Day Friday as well. High's going to be in the mid-90s there. As for your weekend, we'll see the rainfall chances creep back into play on Saturday. The chances are going to be sitting at around 40%. They'll creep up a bit higher to 50% for your Sunday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, 6:16, News Radio 92.3. Now, listen, we're talking about this weather potentially getting very warm in the area. Here's what you need to remember. Pets need protection this summer. Here's a few safety tips you might want to consider this July 4th holiday. Keep your pet off the hot asphalt and on the grass. It'll help their little paws a little bit. Make sure to give your pet access to shade. And I can't stress this enough, plenty of water. Hydrate your animals. And if your pet has been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress or heat stroke. Symptoms include restlessness, drooling, panting, vomiting, or even diarrhea.
My goodness. All right. And the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's Estuary Program has opened its 2025-26 Community Grant Program. They are offering a total of $250,000 to fund projects aimed at restoring and protecting local waters. Eligible applicants include local governments and non-state entities within the Perdido and Pensacola watersheds. The application deadline is July 31st, with projects to be implemented from October 1st through 2026.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida looking to deputize National Guard members to help serve as immigrant judges for detainees at the new migrant holding site. Yes, we're talking about the Everglades Alcatraz. I like the name.
It's
got a nice name to it. Dana Marie McNichol reporting from Miami this afternoon.
The president's message was very clear. The only way out of Alligator Alcatraz is deportation, but that is going to take a large team of immigration judges. A high-level state official tells Fox that they have 17 Florida National Guard judges standing by, and the approval process was seemingly simple. For months, Governor Ron DeSantis has looked for the approval of the federal government to send Florida National Guard Judge Advocate General Corps officers to act as immigration judges. Now, unlike federal judges, immigration judges work under the direction of the U.S. Attorney General.
Okay, while we're talking about Alligator Alcatraz, White House officials are providing an update here this afternoon on the controversial facility as illegal border crossings have hit new lows. Peter Ducey reporting from the White House.
Officials here think they have found their way around a huge bottleneck, and that is the number of illegal immigrants waiting to see a deportation judge. If they're not just going to be caught and released, they need to have a deportation hearing. So what they're going to do down in Florida is they're going to take qualified National Guard judge advocates, and they are going to deputize them as immigration judges. That could allow many migrants to have hearings within 48 hours, limiting their time at Alligator Alcatraz.
All right, and federal funding for schools across Tampa Bay being put on hold. This comes after the U.S. Department of Education froze around $7 billion in K-12 education grants. The state was set to receive $396 million, with Hillsborough County expecting over $15 million, $10 million for Pinellas, and $8.5 million for Pasco County. Federal officials say the pause allows for a programmatic review to ensure alignment with priorities set by President Trump.
Torrential rain expected in parts of the southeast over the next few days, including central and south Florida. Eben Brown, he's down in Miami, has this report.
A low-pressure disturbance sitting across central Florida is now given a medium chance of developing into a tropical cyclone over the coming days. Regardless of its development, it's already plaguing much of Florida with thunderstorms bringing several inches of rain. Storms could also soak people's plans in Florida for the Independence Day holiday weekend, as the rain is bringing possibilities of flash flooding on both the Gulf and Atlantic coastlines. Stormy weather could also travel up the eastern seaboard towards the Georgia and Carolina coasts. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And some businesses in Escambia County, what am I reading? It looks like work could be starting on the Tropicana field roof. There we are, state headlines. Fencing has been installed around the Tampa Bay Rays baseball stadium in St. Petersburg, and work crews were at the site yesterday to check for voids under the sidewalk. A city spokeswoman says work on the roof will start next month and could be done by the end of the year. Work inside the stadium is expected to last into April of 2026. Going to take quite a bit. 6:19 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be alright. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Was that? Oh, it was pretty special.
That was awesome.
Let me just tell you that. Hey, it was apparently harder to find a new job in June. Not something we really want to kind of hang our hat on. The ADP jobs report is out, and Jenny Casola has the numbers.
Private employers pulled back on hiring last month. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 33,000 fewer private sector jobs in June. ADP bases its report on data involving more than 25 million U.S. employees. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says layoffs continue to be rare, but a hesitancy to hire and a reluctance to replace departing workers led to job losses. She says still the slowdown in hiring has yet to disrupt pay growth. Annual pay in June was up 4.4% from a year ago. The monthly employment report is released on Thursday. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, stocks ending mixed today after a new trade deal was announced with Vietnam. Hillary Barsky's in this afternoon.
Stocks ending mixed with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes as investors digested new jobs data and monitor trade developments. On the trade front, President Trump says that the U.S. has struck a deal with Vietnam that will allow American goods to enter the country duty-free. In return, the U.S. will charge 20% tariffs on Vietnamese goods. And ADP's private sector payrolls report showed a surprising decline of 33,000 jobs in June. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Travelers, and IBM. The Dow down 11 points, the NASDAQ higher by 190, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, okay, here we go. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I figured I'd mix it up a little bit with looking at the traffic and weather for once. Let's see. Don't have too much going on. That's some good news for you this afternoon. Please continue to be safe out there. It looks like if you're going to be dealing with problems anyway, it's going to be on the Var Parkway near Highway 87, but that congestion has been actively diminishing, so that's some good news for you. As for your weather, 88 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. And that's actually going to be the exact same thing for your Thursday night and Friday night. Lows are going to be in the mid-70s, but that's going to come with some sunny, mostly clear weather during your days. Highs in the mid-90s. When we get into the weekend, we'll be getting some more rainfall chances creeping in.
Let's use that word pop-up shower as a possibility.
Yeah. Right now, it's looking like 40, 50%.
There you go. Okay, severe weather is expected across the East Coast and the Midwest over the next couple of days. Not here in the Panhandle. But down along the peninsula, Central Florida, South Florida, different story. Meteorologist Mike Seidel hanging out on the beach. He's in Clearwater Beach this afternoon with this report.
We've got the radar right now with some rain north of us, some showers and thunderstorms in the Gulf. But over the next several days, this cold front, which now stretches from Boston to D.C., northwest of Atlanta, is going to come down and stall off the southeast coast into the northern Gulf. And that's where we could have some low pressure developing. The National Hurricane Center now says the odds of something developing tropical or subtropical, 40% over the next 7 days. We'll be watching that. But storms on the beach, get off the beach if there's lightning and thunder.
All right, and Sean Diddy Combs had his bail denied earlier this afternoon after being found not guilty of the most serious charges against him. The New York jury did find him guilty of transporting people for prostitution, and he could be released on bond, but of course, it seems like that's not going to happen. He was found not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. Prosecutors are calling for Diddy to receive the maximum sentence of 20 years, but many legal analysts speculate that he could see much less time.
And if you're thinking about going across the pond, maybe heading to Europe this summer, loading the kids up. If you do this, take along a lot of light clothing. I say this because deaths have been reported in Europe as the continent is hit by a heat wave. It is a scorcher over there. Jonathan Savage, he's in London today with a report.
With temperatures continuing to exceed 100 degrees in places, Spain's weather service reports the average June temperature pulverized records. In the Catalonia region of northeastern Spain, a wildfire is now under control, but firefighters say they've discovered two bodies. They're reported to be the owner of a farm and a member of staff. The local fire service is working to rule out any more victims as they extinguish the flames. Two more heatwave-related fatalities have been recorded in France, with 300 others needing treatment. England also experienced its hottest June on record. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And there's been a lot of GOP arm twisting going on in the House as it's working to advance President Trump's massive spending bill. Trump was also meeting with holdouts at the White House. The bill squeaked through the Senate Tuesday with Vice President Vance forced to cast a tie-breaking vote. Earlier today, we heard about House Speaker Mike Johnson getting through procedural issues as he was trying to wrangle Republicans angry about the spending increase that the Senate put into the measure.
Okay, today is projected to be one of the busiest days on the road. Nearly 4.6 million travelers will be Floridians. That number up 146,000 from 2024. Now, not only are the folks loading up the highways, well, it's expected to be a busy travel day if you're flying as well. Jonathan Sierra is at the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport with more details.
AAA predicts 72.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their homes over the Independence Day holiday period. That's an increase of 1.7 million domestic travelers from last year and 7 million more than 2019. What's driving this? TravelTube.com founder Mark Murphy says it's the economy.
Inflation is down. Gas prices are down to 21 levels. People have more money in their pocket. They're feeling more optimistic. And I think that drives discretionary spending, which travel is a big part of.
The TSA expects to screen more than 18.5 million travelers, with the highest passenger volume, around 2.9 million, this coming Sunday. At Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Jonathan Sarri, Fox News.
And a federal judge is blocking an executive order issued by President Trump that aimed to prevent illegal immigrants from seeking asylum. A district judge has ruled that the order exceeds the president's executive authority. Trump said the order was needed to stop an invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's a move that was blasted by Trump advisor Stephen Miller, who referred to the judge as a Marxist.
Law enforcement no longer able to stop boats for random safety inspections. The Boater Freedom Act prevents state law enforcement officers from stopping and boarding boats without probable cause. That'll probably make a few boaters happy.
Sure.
You know? Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll do some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs will remain in jail while awaiting sentencing for prostitution. A judge denied him bail today. Fox's CB Cotton reports.
The judge siding with prosecutors who cited the past allegations of Diddy using threats, intimidation, and payoffs to silence others. And they argued that Diddy has a history of coercion and exploitation that could put others at risk if he's released.
Combs was found guilty today of 2 of 5 counts against him. He was acquitted of the most serious charge, racketeering conspiracy. A guilty plea for the man charged with murdering 4 University of Idaho students in 2022. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Boise.
Brian Kohlberger admitted publicly that he did indeed brutally stab to death those 4 young students.
Kohlberger is expected to be sentenced to 4 life sentences. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air tomorrow, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pensacola confirmed 44-year-old Alfredo Montero, a Mexican national, has entered a guilty plea to passport fraud and aggravated identity theft after entering the U.S. illegally. Montero purchased identification documents belonging to a real American citizen when he illegally entered the country. He faces up to 13 years in federal prison, followed by deportation from the U.S. His sentencing is scheduled for September 23rd.
A big success, a big congratulations going out this afternoon. Manna's recent first responder donut strike, delivering really positive, huge results. The record-breaking event collected 24,545 pounds of food. That is 8,488 pounds more than last year. This is for individuals in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That, plus the generous donations from community businesses, adds up to an incredible 47,626 healthy meals.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, ongoing traffic fatalities and accidents along Sorrento Road are not getting any better. Residents are concerned about the safety between Pensacola and Perdido Key. A recent District 1 town hall meeting ignited a heated discussion. One key factor is widening the road from 2 to 4 lanes, a project that has been discussed for years now, but no action's been taken. Commissioner Steve Stroberger confirmed that no money has been budgeted for the project and there is no start date.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, this should be an interesting meeting. Escambia Commissioners, Pensacola City Council, and Mayor Reeves will hold a joint meeting next Thursday, not tomorrow, I don't think it's tomorrow, next Thursday, that's July 10th, to discuss the Pensacola Bay Center operations and establishing an Escambia County Bay Center Advisory Committee. The agenda is available on the Escambia County website. The meeting will be live streamed on the Escambia County YouTube page.
All right. And over the weekend, about 62 cats and dogs found new loving homes in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties during the Petco Mega Love Pet Adoption Event. Local shelters, including the Escambia County Department of Animal Welfare, participated to connect families with pets at an adoption event at the Haji Shrine on Saturday. Shelter officials say that they were grateful to the community for supporting the mission and helping to ease overcrowding. But there are still many loving pets looking for a new home, so if you are interested, you can contact Escambia County Animal Welfare for more information.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to dwell on this too long because I want to do well at U.S. Open. And, you know, maybe losing here in first round isn't the worst thing in the world because I have some time to, like, reset. But, yeah, it's definitely sucks.
21-year-old American tennis star Coco Gauff lost her first-round match at Wimbledon Tuesday in straight sets to Diana Yastremska of Ukraine. It was just over 3 weeks ago Gauff won the French Open, her second major title.
I felt like mentally I was a little bit overwhelmed with everything that came afterwards, so I didn't feel like I had that enough time to do, I guess, celebrate and then also, like, get back into it. But, you know, it's the first time in this experience of, like, coming off a win and having to play Wimbledon, and I definitely learned a lot of what I would and would not do again.
Not only did second seed Coco Gauff lose her first-round match at Wimbledon Tuesday, so did American Jessica Pegula, seeded third. It's the first time in the Open era two women seeded in the top three got knocked out in the first round of a Grand Slam tournament. Second-round matches today for Americans Madison Keys and Amanda Anisimova. On the men's side, Taylor Fritz, Francis Tiafoe, Lerner Tien, and Ethan Quinn all play second-round matches today.
And that's the Indiana fans making some noise here at Target Center.
There are a lot of Fever fans in this building.
And Indiana has done it. Their first ever Commissioner's Cup Championship, knocking off the Minnesota Lynx.
On Prime Video, without Caitlin Clark, who missed her third straight game with a groin injury, the Fever won the WNBA's in-season tournament final 74-59 over the Lynx. Shohei Ohtani hit his National League leading 30th home run in the Dodgers 6-1 win over the White Sox. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers are facing claims of discrimination from a group aligned with the White House. A civil rights complaint has been filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of America First Legal. That's a group founded by White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. The complaint seeks an investigation into the Dodgers' diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. America First Legal claims that the Dodgers unlawfully discriminate based on race, color, sex, and national origin. The complaint comes almost 2 weeks after an incident where the Dodgers denied federal immigration authorities access to the team stadium.
Well, let me steal a line here from Bob Dylan. Times, they are a-changing. The Department of Education saying it has agreed to bar transgender women from competing in women's sports and to restore records and titles that shouldn't have gone to biological female athletes. Jessica Rosenthal has a pretty darn good report this afternoon.
The Department of Education, led by Secretary Linda McMahon, says the University of Pennsylvania will no longer allow transgender women to compete in women's sports, and that university officials will formally apologize for violating Title IX. In a statement, they write that UPenn will restore all records and titles won by male athletes to the women who came in second, and that they will adopt biological definitions for the words male and female pursuant to Title IX. This effectively ends the investigation into transgender athlete Leah Thomas, who won the NCAA Division I championship in the 500-yard freestyle back in 2022. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, a player for the Buffalo Bills facing allegations here today of sexual assault. Jared Max has more on the report.
Never charged with a crime, Maxwell Hairston, a first-round draft pick by the Buffalo Bills this spring, had suit filed against him Tuesday for alleged sexual assault by Rebecca Hendricks, who claims that while they were in college at the University of Kentucky in early 2021, living in the same dorm, that Hairston forced his way into her room and sexually assaulted her. Hendricks claims in her suit she reported the alleged assault to law enforcement within hours. According to ESPN, police in Lexington said they don't have such a report against Bills rookie Maxwell Hairston, who was, quote, fully investigated by the Bills before they drafted him in April, when team general manager Brandon Bean called Hairston an impeccable kid who, quote, even volunteered to do a polygraph and had notes. He said it was one of those where there was zero information saying that this actually happened to what the accusation was. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Another day and another top 10 quarterback list. And this time it's Fox Sports having the top 10 QBs in the NFL being Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Jaden Daniels, and Dak Prescott. Forget about the order. There are two QBs that are missing from that top 10 list, and that's CJ Stroud and Matthew Stafford. So I would give Dak and Herbert the boot and insert in Stafford and Stroud. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, could artificial intelligence start doing the work of doctors? This has a lot of people concerned. Eben Brown has more on the report.
It has artificial intelligence diagnosing patients' ailments and illnesses and doing so faster than real flesh and blood physicians. They call it Microsoft AI Diagnostic Orchestrator, and when given cases from the New England Journal of Medicine, it correctly diagnosed those cases four times as fast than a group of experienced medical professionals. In their blog, Microsoft says AI medical diagnostics could lead to less expensive and more accessible health care, especially when AI is used as a tool by medical professionals to help serve patients, but not to ever be a replacement for human physicians. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And believe it or not, exposure to air pollution, other contaminants, and traditional herbal medicines may be contributing to the development of lung cancer in non-smokers. According to a study published in Nature, these substances can be linked to the same genetic mutations that are associated with smoking and that promote lung cancer development. Scientists found that the more air pollution a person endured, the more tumors were found in their lungs. Researchers also noted that the findings are particularly pronounced in women of Asian ancestry and are more prevalent in East Asia than in Western nations.
So, there could be extra health benefits from drinking a cup of coffee. Here's Lisa Brady with more.
Your morning coffee may offer more than just an early pick-me-up. Scientists discovering caffeine doesn't just perk up the brain. It energizes cells in a way that could slow down aging. This according to research from Queen Mary University of London. Researchers studying fish and yeast tested the effects of caffeine, exposing the yeast to various forms of cellular stress. Not only did caffeine extend the yeast's lifespan, it showed caffeine overrides certain DNA damage checkpoints, allowing cells to continue functioning while repairing damage. The lead researcher writes, these findings help explain why caffeine might be beneficial for health and longevity. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. I'm feeling pretty darn good, Austin.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Yeah, well, Austin's in. He has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some minor congestion on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but it shouldn't hold you up for long if you're in that neck of the woods. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up at all. As for the weather, we're currently sitting at around 88 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight. Thursday and Friday should be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-90s. Going to see some rainfall chances come back in, though, for your Saturday and Sunday, sitting at around 40 to 50%.
Okay, parts of Florida bracing for the potential of rain and storms later this week. Does not apply for the Gulf Coast area. Don't have to worry about this. I mean, let me send it over to Mike Seidel. He's down. Last time we saw Mike, he was sitting in a lawn chair in the water in Clearwater Beach doing his report.
Good for him.
Here he goes again.
We've seen storms popping up inland, not so much on the beach here. You go north of here up towards Cedar Key in the Big Bend. We've had showers in and around the area. They're widely scattered since this morning. Now, some of the storms inland do have lightning with them, but not everything has got lightning. Some is just tropical rain showers. But remember, if there's any kind of lightning, if you hear thunder, get off the beach, head inland, indoors. And if you're on the lake, the golf course, or the pool, you need to remember that. Don't wait for the rain to start falling. I've seen too many locations. The water is exceedingly warm. 87 degrees. We got some storms in the forecast through the holiday weekend.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Microsoft says it will lay off roughly 9,000 employees, affecting less than 4% of its global workforce, according to CNBC. The announcement comes on the second day of Microsoft's 2026 fiscal quarter. The executives at the Washington-based company typically unveil reorganizations at the time of the new fiscal year. Robinhood shares hit the $100 mark for the first time ever today. Shares tracked their best performance since April, up more than 30% since the trading app was snubbed from the S&P 500. The milestone follows a major strategic swing in Europe, where Robinhood unveiled its most ambitious crypto expansion to date. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow off the pace by 10 points, the S&P 500 gained 29, and the Nasdaq grew by roughly 200. Crude oil futures for August sit above 67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right. Well, first up here, Flint, Michigan, finishing its lead service pipe replacement effort 11 years after the city's lead-tainted water crisis became national news. Nearly 11,000 pipes were replaced. The water crisis started in 2014 when the state-appointed emergency manager switched Flint's water supply from the Detroit-supplied system to the Flint River to save money, but did not treat the water to prevent corrosion. The city was sued by residents and nonprofits in 2017 and agreed to a settlement to replace all lead pipes.
Well, Del Monte Food Maker, they filed for bankruptcy today, and that comes as a big surprise. I like their canned fruit from Del Monte. I'm going to miss this. Here's Hillary Barsky with more on the story.
Del Monte Foods is reorganizing under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and is planning to pursue a sale. Del Monte is a division of Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific. However, international operations outside the U.S. are not impacted. Its U.S. headquarters is in Walnut Creek, California, and its brands include Del Monte, Contadina, and College Inn. Del Monte says it has enough cash to keep operating during the sale process. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company says it will be better positioned for long-term success with an improved capital structure, enhanced financial position, and new ownership. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Tesla reporting a decline in vehicle deliveries. According to the EV maker, deliveries declined by 14% in the second quarter, and it marked a second straight quarterly drop. It comes as Tesla faces an onslaught of competition, especially from Chinese EV makers that sell newer and more affordable models, as well as political backlash against CEO Elon Musk. Yeah, Chris, it seems like Tesla's not catching a break here.
They are the number one car in like in America or so. I think the electronic cars on that side. So we'll watch that one for you. Paramount CBS agreed to settle President Trump's lawsuit against 60 Minutes. Boy, they did some rotten, really lousy editing on that show. And if you remember, it was a program based around then Vice President Kamala Harris. But the editing was very much apparent. They got caught. Carmen Roberts has the details.
The parent company of CBS News agrees to pay $16 million to settle President Trump's lawsuit. That's a fraction of what the president sought. He sued for $20 billion, accusing the network of 2024 election interference for editing a 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Harris. The settlement will cover items including legal fees and contributions to his future presidential library. In agreeing to the settlement, CBS is not acknowledging any journalistic wrongdoing. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Yeah, if you're going to fork out money and just try to move on from it, I mean, even if I committed a heinous act as a news department, I wouldn't even bother mentioning it. Why would you concede it? Just be like, yeah, we forked out money to shut him up, but we're good.
Ford is recalling hundreds of thousands of vehicles. According to the automaker, the recall impacts more than 200,000 vehicles, and it was issued due to a software defect that can cause the rearview cameras to fail. Vehicle models, including Ford's F-150, Bronco, and Mustang, as well as Lincoln Aviators, Navigators, and Continentals, are under the recall. Dealerships are expected to update the camera software free of charge, and owner notification letters are expected to be mailed by July 28th.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, a Tuesday discussion at the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies focused on the issue of remote sensing and its military importance. Now, what in the heck does this mean? Kevin Yurinsky's in to explain.
Colonel Robert Davis explained what remote sensing means and what it's used for.
It's something that's been around since really the first applications of space to the military domain, right? Missile warning, weather, so on and so forth.
But he says the challenge of remote sensing is growing as technology advances.
What we don't have is an architecture that's responsive to the emerging threats.
Threats such as advanced hypersonic missiles. But the colonel says, believe it or not, even for the Space Force, sometimes the best place to protect the country against new technology is from the ground.
The closer you are to that energy source that we're trying to detect, the easier it is to see that energy source.
Colonel Davis adding that another challenge for the Space Force is integrating AI into the ability to sense threats. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and this Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app. You said you see me running. That is no
surprise. Well, I was far from danger. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, go ahead. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price sliding in here looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have much going on. We did have some minor backups on the Var Parkway near Highway 87, but if that's holding you up, it shouldn't do so for very long at all. As for your weather, 88 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Thursday and Independence Day Friday, going to have highs in the mid-90s, should be sunny, mostly clear. Saturday and Sunday, still going to be warm, maybe a little less warm, but not too much. We are going to see the rainfall chances really creep back in for those days, with the percentage chances sitting at around 40-50%.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I just thought I'd throw this in here. 5,900 flights have been delayed today, air flights, and 312 canceled. I bring this to your attention. If you have to do any traveling to Philadelphia over the next couple of days, airport workers up there have gone on strike just in time for the 4th of July weekend holiday. There is a report from Philadelphia International Airport with Dawn Teamy. She's up there and says, got quite a mess going on.
Members of District Council 33 picketing outside departure entrances at Philadelphia International Airport. The maintenance and custodial employees say they are critical to keeping operations running smoothly at PHL. They also maintain the runways. The strike coming on the busy 4th of July holiday travel period. An airport spokesperson says it expects some 681,000 people to fly in and out of PHL between today and Monday.
We have a plan in place and we have people in place to do the jobs.
Heather Redfern says the airport is fully operational and the strike is not impacting airlines, concessions, or security. At PHL, Dawn Timoney, Fox News.
And funeral arrangements are set for televangelist Jimmy Swaggart. He died this week at his Louisiana home at the age of 90. There will be a public viewing at the Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge 1 week from Saturday. That was his home church. Services will be the following Sunday. President Trump took to social media calling the popular pastor an incredible man of faith. Swaggart grew his ministry to a multi-million dollar enterprise through popular televised ministries in the 1980s.
Okay, I think this will be popular. This is a very interesting story. A popular fast food chain remains on top of the list for the most satisfying dining spots in the country. Tony Giualdo has more.
Chick-fil-A has been voted highest in customer satisfaction for the 11th consecutive year. That according to the newest rankings from the American Consumer Satisfaction Index. The Atlanta-based chain keeping their score of 83 from last year. The score is based on a number of factors, including food prices and overall satisfaction. Panda Express saw the most growth this year with a 4-point jump, good enough for second place on the list, while KFC had the sharpest decline with a 4-point decrease. McDonald's is at the bottom of the rankings with a score of 70. The rankings come as the restaurant industry struggles to appeal to consumers who continue to voice their frustrations with increasing prices. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And the former CEO of Death Row Records says Tupac Shakur's friends smoked his ashes after he died. Marion Shug Knight is currently serving 28 years in a San Diego prison for a fatal hit and run. In a new interview with People magazine, Knight gives details about the death of the rapper who was killed in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in 1996. Knight says Tupac's mother wanted his remains to be cremated immediately and that after the cremation, some of Shakur's closest friends and family rolled his ashes into a blunt and smoked it. Knight says he passed on it because he was on probation.
That's sick. That's sick. I'm sorry.
You know
what a kind of story I've heard
of that practice before.
Yeah, all right, American senior citizens have found a popular new destination. Ready for this one? Therese Crowley is in for this one.
The town once known as Dirty Myrtle is now morphing into more like Mellow Myrtle. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, now the fastest growing metro area for seniors. The senior population there up more than 22% in the 20s. Once known for its rowdy biker nightclubs and strip joints, the beachy metro area boasts a mile-long boardwalk, diners, pickleball courts. COVID contributed when repeat vacationers decided, hey, just move to Myrtle. As the beach information officer pitches, the climate's great, taxes are low, recreation, dining, and shopping, and senior power is only growing. In 2020, older adults outnumbered kids in only 3 states, Maine, Vermont, and Florida. Now it's 11 states. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Don't forget, don't blow up fireworks in the city. It's against the law to explode fireworks. If you live outside the city, launching fireworks is legal. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Just be careful of existing noise ordinances. If your neighbors complain, you're going to get the knock from the law enforcement. See you tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.